Hey, Nancy, it's
Morning,
even that's better.
fellas.
Good morning. So, all right, listen, we give you credit for trying to do the tie line.
Didn't know you had it in you.
I'm sneaky like that.
Yes, you are. Hey, before we get to, horse talk, it's National Sibling Day. Does Nancy Holtz have siblings?
I do, indeed. I have a brother who is 7 years older, and we used to torture each other, but, you know, now that we're both adults, we're friends.
I got you. Well, Roger was talking about that. Listen, I don't know. I'm an only child, so I only can learn from others who go through that.
My sister Tammy is, what is she? She's 3 years older, maybe four. And, I mean, she still looks amazing. She does. So does my oldest sister, Barbara, but Tammy looks amazing. She's here.
By the way, we do have to mention, Nancy, because I know you know Melinda, too. Somebody just texted us that the tears are flowing on Channel 7 because she's got about 7 minutes to go. After 39 years of television, she is done. She is retiring, and she gets to sleep in for a change.
She's an absolute treasure to our state. I mean, there is nobody better than Melinda, and I just wish her nothing but the best going forward.
Yeah, she'll have more time to come over here to Oaklawn and come over to our studio and those kind of things. Well, first of all, congratulations on the Arkansas Derby, which was the last time we talked to you, and we were over here. 73,000, what a day that was. And then you got another great weekend this weekend. The weather's going to be perfect and the apple blossom. So congrats that y'all finally get some. Y'all are due consecutive weather days where people can get out here and have monster numbers out here.
Yeah, this weekend should be absolutely epic. Two graded stakes. And it's interesting this year, guys, because the apple blossom, which has produced so many champions in the past, it's now a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So I've already predicted that it might not be the winner, but there is a filly or mare in Saturday's field that will win the Breeders' Cup Distaff.
Nancy, we don't claim to know horse racing very much. We try our best, and so that's why we asked you guys, you know, the stupid questions. And coming out too, in addition to this weekend, going back to the Derby, Renegade is I mentioned to Jason. Is this still the favorite to win the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, at last glance, he was the 4-1 favorite in the most recent Kentucky Derby wager pool. They did confirm that jockey Irad Ortiz Jr. will ride him in the Kentucky Derby, and he is definitely not just because he won the Arkansas Derby, but how he did it. So he is certainly my top pick for the Derby, and the added distance that you do see in the Triple Crown Series, this horse should gobble it up. Just pure class. And I think leaps and bounds above the rest.
Can tell us about, can folks come out and be a part of your program on Saturday morning that you do? If so, what time and all the details of that?
I'm so glad you asked. So Dawn at Oaklawn this Saturday is very near and dear to my heart. We're going to do a tribute to the coach, a tribute to Hall of Fame trainer Dwayne Lucas.
Yeah.
He is getting inducted Friday tonight.
Tonight,
the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. And his wife, Lori, his grandson, Brady, and all of their family will be there with me Saturday morning for just a look back at the moments that we did get to share with him. So certainly looking forward to that. Barn tours at 7:45, 9 o'clock, and I'll be joined by the family and also some very, very special guests at 8:30 on the apron. So if you're around, come on out. It's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, only a few more weeks left. You know, again, usually in the old days, the season was over with, but you get to race until May, and
14 days.
Yeah, 14 days of racing, the good thing is that Oaklawn is a part of the national dialogue, as it always is, and so I know you're in the middle of that. We always appreciate when you jump on with us, Nancy. Although we miss seeing you, you know, we've got you on so early, we miss seeing you in person and your fashion statement today.
I will swing by when I get to the office. It won't be much longer, and I'll come give you Friday hug.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Nancy, thanks so much. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You guys too. I'll see you shortly.
All right.